up, Girls Night Gang, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis Wuttas. You guys do not understand how excited I am for this episode. Today, I will be joined by a woman whose personality and heart is larger than life. Even though she did not find love on this season of Love Island, America sure fell in love with her, including myself. Sorry if that's creepy. So let's welcome the queen herself, Cache Proudfoot.
Yay! Hey, girl!
Thank you so much for joining Girls Night. You don't understand, guys. I was basically a stage 5 clinger stalking this girl, trying to get her on the podcast, and we made it happen. So that
I felt so bad because it looked like I was like ignoring you, because I would respond and then not respond to your next 3 messages and be like, oh my God, hey queen. I felt so bad, but my DMs are insane right now. Girl,
you are popping. I get it. Like, I understand, but I was like, no, I need her. She is Girls Night. Like, you're the ideal guest for a Girls Night. So I was like, I need her. I love her. I binge watched your season. My boyfriend went golfing, thank God, for like a weekend. And I just like binge watched Love Island and I fell in love with you. And I was like, I need her on the podcast. Like, your energy is just so contagious, your personality, and you're so mature. Like, aren't you? You're only 25, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were. And I was like, this bitch is like, just like the whole, I mean, we'll get into the whole trio love triangle thing, but the way you handled things, I was like taking notes, like, oh my God. Okay. Bitch. First of all, you're from New York. So I was like, I would think she would pop off, but no, you're a classy broad.
When I tell you, there's like, I always have the battle between like what I should do and what I want to do. That's maturity. Like, girl, like, I tell you the way I wanted to deal with some situations, like there was one situation, I don't know if I can talk about it, but this is the thing. Everyone loves me on their podcast because I drop bombs and I say stuff I shouldn't say. So soon they're going to be like, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
But for me, there was one instance. Oh my God, right? So there's like one instance on the show where it's like, I didn't like take time to process my feelings. I was like, I'm going to do whatever the F I want and I'm going to do this. So like, me, Trina, Olivia, Corey, we were all having a conversation and Trina was like really upset about like what was going on with her and Cinco. And that's like in the middle of the triangle, right?
Yes.
So I stood up and I was like, fuck this. I'm over this shit. I'm taking myself out of the equation. F this. So I'm like walking over to him and I'm like storming over and I was like, we need to talk. And then I hear like, Cache Proudfoot. Like the producers literally like stopped me.
No, but like,
and I was about to blow up the villa. I was going to blow up the villa. Literally. I was like, fuck this. I don't want to be a part of this. This man's not choosing me. I don't want. And granted, it was like right in the beginning where like, he was just like having a conversation. He wasn't even doing anything wrong yet. Like, well, he didn't do anything wrong at all, but like, he wasn't even doing anything wrong. And it was like literally the first day. And I was like, I was literally about to go up.
Yeah, no, that's why I was like, wait, this bitch is from New York. And she's like keeping her like, cause I call it the Jersey shoulder and the therapy shoulder. So like, sometimes like, I'm like, okay, listen to, but the Jersey shoulder gets a little stronger. Like when I pop off on my boyfriend, like, I'm like, okay, like it's like an angel and a devil on my, on my shoulder. And I'm like, which way do I want to go today?
Exactly.
And Jersey wins and some days therapy wins, but I feel like you handled yourself amazing. And like, everybody loved you. When I posted that you were coming on the podcast, I'm not even lying. I was flooded.
Bitch. Oh my God.
The queen of Love Island.
Oh no.
So wait, so how is everything? Like, how are you doing right now? What is life like after the show?
Yeah, it's insane. It's been like a whirlwind. I never expected so many people to be all up in my grill and I love it so much because I'm all up in everyone else's. So it's like a flip, you know, because like before the show, I was like all up in my friend's business, all up in their face, because I love that. And now that like other people are doing it to me, I'm like, oh, damn, y'all want to know what's going on? Like, I love it so much, but everyone's just so supportive.
No, I know. And I was heartbroken when shit went down, but you know, you won in the end because you are the fan favorite. You are America. Even though you didn't find love in Love Island, America fell in love with you. But okay. So first of all, Cache and I were texting till like 4 a.m. So We basically did this podcast last night, but yeah. Now it's time for the Girls Night listeners to hear it. But we're going to do some ADHD thoughts and Cache's reaction. So my first thing was like, when I'm driving to a parking, like why do we get so frustrated finding parking spots? Or, and like, there's two things that get me really frustrated, but like, if you really put it into perspective, it's really not that like big of a deal, but like opening like a jar of pickles, I almost fucking broke my wrist last night. And I was like, looking at it. And my boyfriend has like Slim Jim arms, so he can't do it. So I'm like, how the fuck am I going to fucking open this? And I just wanted a fucking pickle. And then when I'm driving, finding a parking spot, like, I'll just like give up. Like, I won't even go inside just if I can't find a parking spot, if it's like not 10 feet away from the entrance. Like,
yeah, no, I feel you. But you're so my biggest thing though. Is I can't drive. I can't drive well. So I like was living in LA for 6 months. And one of the reasons why I moved is because like I couldn't park. So like I used to have like strangers park my car. I'd be like kind of flirty. I'm like, hey, I would get out of my car, let a strange man in there, park it, and he would give me my car back. I had a piece of shit car, so it didn't matter. So I'm like, okay, now that like I want like a nicer car, like I have to learn how to park. I'm moving like back to LA. I'm going to be bi-coastal. So I'm like, that's my biggest thing. I'm like, okay, I can't just be like, park me car, you know? And now since like people actually know who I am, they're going to be like, this bitch, this is Cache, yeah, having a random park her car. I'm like, okay, no.
Okay. So, okay, so my next ADHD thought, we spoke a little bit about this last night. So I went to Mykonos and the boys, I went with four boys. So, you know, gross and sexual. They were just teaching me sexual terms that I never heard before. And like, I've heard of a blumpkin, but I just never thought that people actually did it. No.
Like I've heard the name, but I didn't know what it meant until you told me last night.
Who created it? Like, who was the first girl or guy that decided to go down on someone while they were taking a dump? Like, please let me know who that dumbass was. And who?
It is crazy. It's crazy. Like, why? Like, and I'm into some freaky stuff. Like, you know, I like to try new things. I'm a wild girl. Like, even though, you know, I'm like sweet, but like that is a lot. Level. Like, and if your man is asking you to do that, he's a psychopath. Like, point blank period. He's a psychopath.
Okay. My friend, like one of the guys that I was with said like five girls have given him one. I'm like, you're fucking with me. There's no, I was, and we were at dinner. So I'm like, can you please not like tell me this right now? And he's like, yeah. And it feels really good when I'm about to come, because then my poop comes out at the same time. I'm like, I can never look at you the same. I don't want to look at you.
No fucking way.
And he's like, yeah, no, girls get off on it. I'm like, I don't know one girl that gets off on it. And now that I'm thinking about you on the toilet and you on your penis, and now I'm freaking out and I have to spend the rest of the vacation with you, this is going to be torture.
I would call the cops if I heard that story. Like, I would literally call the cops. I should have,
but I was in Mykonos. So I didn't know, like, what was, is it 911 in Mykonos?
Yeah, true. I have no idea. I've never been out of the country.
Bitch, you about to, your life is about to skyrocket. You're taking over the world, Cache. I'm telling you. Okay. So now let's play a game called Putting Queen Cache on Display, baby. Okay.
Put me on display, queen.
I love putting you on display. Okay. So, I mean, you kind of answered this a little, but how was your experience on the show? What made you decide to go on the show? How was it? Did you have fun? Did you have any like weak moments or... You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I had a really difficult time on the show. Not like all difficult, but it just was a lot because I felt like I was going through like a spiritual awakening, right? Like I shaved my head. I was like, what does beauty mean to me? You know? And then, so with my shaved head, I'd like never talked to a guy with it yet. Right. So I was like, okay. So I took off my wig and then I met five new hot guys and I was like, okay, like, am I attractive to these men? I'm bald. Like, do yes. I flirt like I would with hair? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I was going through in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, but
you- And I didn't step forward for anyone. I was like, I mean, I stepped forward for Jeremy because I, like, felt like I had to at that point because I didn't step forward for anyone. And he was, like, glad of that. So I was just kind of like, fuck, like, how do I even talk to men without hair? Like, you know what I mean? And it was just, like, navigating all that on national television. But I felt like it was awesome because I was, like, the core of who I am and I was the realest that I could be, you know?
And then at the same time, you inspired so many people. You know what I mean?
And that's so crazy because I didn't think that anything that I was doing in that villa was, like, mattering, that was going to matter to anybody else.
You were just in the moment. But then when you look back, like, you inspired so many people. Like, this is your authentic self. Take me as I am. This is a love show. Like, this is, if this is who you want, if you want me, this is who I am. So take it or leave it. And with, like, you are so beautiful no matter what.
Thank you.
I was like, and your confidence, like, that was another question I wanted to ask. Like, how can you tell the Girls Night listeners to have the cachet confidence? Because I need some right now.
When I tell you, I get that question a lot. People are like, how are you so confident? So first off, I grew up ugly. Like, I was like ugly duckling, but always had a really good personality. So I was like friends with everyone. I was a cheerleader, but I wasn't popular. Like, I played lacrosse and I like played sports and I was like the lead in musicals and sometimes just a dancer musicals, like whatever. But it's like, I was like friends with everyone, but I still wasn't that like the popular girl. Like, all my guy friends like didn't want to fuck me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was like invited to hang out with the guys, but no one was putting their arm around my shoulder at the movies. You know, it just wasn't the vibe. So then from there, I had to get a personality. but then for me, like, I always liked my face. Like, you know, like for me, I would always like
beautiful, and you have a good personality.
Thank you. But for me, I just like
and a booty.
I'm serious. I know. I was born with the booty. I wasn't born with her. I had built her in the gym.
Yeah. I mean, my mom did me down a pancake ass and I had no boobs. And my guy friends in high school used to prank call me and be like, hey, can we borrow your flat screen TV? Meaning my boobs, like, so embarrassing for my life and soul. But you know what? Look at me now with my triple C's, bitch.
What's up?
No, but I love your confidence. No. Like, and it just showed, it was just so contagious through the TV screen. Like, how,
thank you.
I'm telling you.
For me, really just like focusing on like what makes me beautiful and then honing in on that. And then everything else just fell into place afterwards. Like, once you love every part of yourself, like, you're going to shine and be beautiful to everyone.
And I just loved how, I feel like your season was so mature. Like, everybody was, there was no cattiness. Even just with the whole Cinco and Trina situation, everybody was just so mature. There was no cattiness. It was so good to watch. Like, especially watching, I haven't been watching Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know if you follow it either.
I haven't started.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't watch it either, but I'm just saying, like, it's just so cat. Sometimes it gets so catty and I'm like, bitch, you guys understand he only ends up with one of us. So let's just be friends, because first of all, I know for sure he ain't picking me because I'm fucking psycho with the dolphin shark costume. So I'm not the one. So let's become best friends, bitch. But that was the part, because the best part of the show is obviously the experience and like everything, but the friendships that I made, like, I'm still friends with all the girls today. So
yeah,
that's what I loved about you guys too, because you guys had such a good, like, there was no cattiness. And I love
crazy. Like, everyone was so mature. What's up?
You guys are so young.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, we're all different age ranges. Like, you know, like, Liv is 29, like, you know, like, everyone was like different age ranges, but all of our maturity lined up.
Yeah.
But the coolest part was like all of the women that I've never met so many alpha females in one place. Cause like, usually I'm an alpha in the room and I can maybe spot one or two other like alpha type of females. But when I walked in, even like meeting the four others, like, the five OG girls, all of us, like, it was just like, damn, like, I'm alpha, she's alpha, she's alpha. She, you know, like no one's gonna let a guy walk all over us. No one's gonna like bow down to a man because we feel like we don't know our worth. Like none of that was in the villa at all. And it was so sexy to be a part of.
No, and it was so crazy. It was amazing. So, I mean, speaking of the cast, I'm gonna give you a rapid fire question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Girls Night Game. I cannot fucking today.
I know.
I'm sorry. My brain is all over the place. I am in my mind. I'm murdering Tyler, but I'm doing a podcast with Cachet. So
right.
I am so sorry, but okay. So we're going to describe your castmates in one word.
Okay.
I didn't do everybody. Cause like that was too much. First up, Corey.
Sweetheart.
He is
like an absolute literal angel.
Like his advice. I just wanted.
I always want to hug that. Like, and his hugs like make you feel like just like light and airy and just like, protect.
Yeah.
I love him.
It's such a good grounded guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Jeremy.
Spicy. Like he's spicy white. I like literally started this like thing on my Instagram. I just took videos of us out because he is a spicy white boy and no one knows. Like he like dances, he has swag, like he's hot, he's funny, like he's like humble too, like you know what I mean? He's just the best and no one got to see that. Like I know I said 8 words, but like spicy is the one I would use to describe him.
It's okay, I can't even fucking talk today, so say as many words as
I know. This podcast is a hot mess.
I know. I am so sorry. I'm telling you, Tyler booked.
No, not your whole podcast. Just this episode. Us right now, like I'm babbling. You can't speak. I'm like, but I'm going to watch this episode and be like, what's happening?
But I never can speak. So who allowed me to have a podcast? So like, this is.
I love it.
Okay. Next up, we have Olivia. I love her.
No, I'm obsessed with her. She's literally one of my best friends, but I don't even know if like one word can describe this woman. I think just strong. Like she's just so strong. She's been through so much and how she handles like her situations. And she's strong. She went through such a journey as well. And like, I love to see where she is today.
Oh, that gave me the chills.
I know, I'm obsessed with her.
Isn't it? That's what I mean. Like Raven from my season, our lives just went parallel. We both moved to Dallas. We both found guys in Dallas. We started doing the podcast together and then she got married and now she's pregnant. So, and I'm like talking about, you know, like Blumpkin. So, you know,
wait, she's pregnant.
Yes. Raven's pregnant.
Wait, I'm obsessed with her. I haven't like caught up with all my favorite reality stars yet. Like I'm obsessed with her and I'm obsessed with the relationship. I did not know she's pregnant. I'm gonna start bawling my eyes out.
I know. Her and I were doing the podcast and then she was getting married and then she's in her second trimester now, but she was like, Alexis, I think you should just take over the podcast and just make it like more of a comedic thing. And meanwhile, like she's like having babies and I'm still talking about like Blumpkin. So we're just, you know, on two different like chapters in our lives, but still best friends. So I'm so happy for her. And her and Adam are like the real deal. Cause you know, some bachelor couples, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Okay. So Giovanni is next. Did I say his name right?
Yeah. Giovanni. Yeah. 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 For him, just wild. Like he's just a wild child.
He wasn't on for that. Him and Olivia were like together for a little bit, right?
They were, yeah.
And then I thought he was so funny. My boyfriend watched the one episode when he was like, damn, you looking like a Snickers or something. And my boyfriend thought it was so funny. I'm like, okay.
Like when I tell you his compliments are the weirdest thing ever. And like, especially to me, like, so I had on a pink dress. He goes, damn girl, you looking like a flamingo. I'm like, what are you talking about? I just posted a picture today and I'm like in like lingerie and I felt hot. He goes, you looking like a milk dud. I'm like, boy, what is this? I can't stand him. I'm like, what?
It's kind of funny because like, he's like actually being serious, I think.
No, he is. Like, he's like, no, literally, you look like a milk dud. Like, and he means that from the bottom of his heart. And I'm like, baby, what are you saying? Like, he can never just be like, you look really pretty, or like, you look great.
It must be like, you look like a
like, that's.
No, like, my boyfriend was dying laughing at this Snickers comment. And I'm like, okay, that's like, I don't know if that was a comment. I was just like, wait, the milk dud comment? I cannot.
But yeah, no, the milk dud thing is insane. Like, and he does that on over everyone's Instagram.
Does he think he's like that it's smooth?
I don't, that's just him. Like, it's literally just like,
I thought he was funny as hell though.
No, he's literally one of the best people. Like, I love this man, but he's just so freaking silly. And it's not even him trying to be smooth. Like, he's going to be him no matter where he is or what he's doing. Like, he's like, what's up? Like, you look like a milk dud, girl.
Like, I'm going to start commenting that on people's Instagram. Or like, damn, you look like a flamingo, bitch.
Okay. Right.
Okay, Shannon.
Oh my God, that's just my bitch. Like, I like love, you know, I don't even know how to describe this queen. She is, I guess, like freaking sassy, like, yeah. Maybe sassy, like badass. I don't even know, because she's the type, like, I've never met anyone that rides harder for her friends, but like for me, like, I've never had anyone ride harder for me than Shannon did. Yeah. Like, when I say, she's like, you're in love with Cinco. She told me that literally the third day. I was like, get out of my face. If you say that L word to me again, I'm packing my bags and I'm leaving. Cause I'm like, commitment issues, girl. I'm like, you can't say love to me and not expect me to pack everything I own and leave. But she just was like riding so hard just for everyone though. She's just,
no, she's, remember when she went off on Will?
Yeah.
Like, she was a ride or die, but my favorite scene from the entire season was when you guys were singing in the room getting ready. I rewinded it and watched it 60 times. I'm not even lying. It was so funny. It was something like me and my best friend would do, but it was just like, I want to start like sing talking too.
We do it all the time. It's crazy. Like, her and I had a lot of the same mannerisms, and then like, I would do something and she's like, I do that. Or we do something at the same time. And I'm like, wait, you do that? Like, it was crazy. Like, it was just so dope. And the singing thing, like, me and my family do it, and she does it with her sister. And I was like, wait, are we swami?
Yeah, no, it's so crazy. And then Olivia wasn't on board with the sing talking. She ain't about that life. Wait.
She hated it.
Yeah, she was like, nope, I'm never doing it. And you and Shannon are like, I'm gonna get wasted. Okay, next up, Will.
Will is just precious. Like, he is just such a precious human. Like, I'm not even kidding. Every time I see Will, I just want to hold him. Just hold him. And it was so cute when we would get like texts, like on our phones and stuff. Like, he'd like read out a text and like he like couldn't pronounce some words, or he like, in his accent is just so thick. Like, he's just so freaking precious. Like, in every morning he's like bopping around, like making coffees, making Kira breakfast, and he's just so sweet. He's like, how are you? Like, he's just so cute. He's just a precious little man. I love him.
Wait, is him and Kira still together?
Yeah, they're together, and they live like in LA, so it's like perfect. Like, they don't have to go through the whole like different cities thing. They're so freaking lucky.
Oh, good for them. I really liked him. I got a little heated, you know, when he was, you know, going.
I don't know. I haven't watched, but I heard about the Casa Amor stuff, but I like that that hasn't like torn them apart. You know, I haven't seen it though.
Yeah. I mean, also like people, they only knew each other for a certain amount of, you know, you gotta, that's the whole point of Love Island. You gotta experiment. You gotta taste a little bit of everybody until you know what Snickers you want. You know what I mean?
Okay. I hear you.
And last but not least, the one, the only, Cinco, baby.
How would I describe Cinco in one word? Well, first I just go fine. Like, that man just looks good.
How
that man is fine. But I don't know. He's like, he's a gentle giant. And I think, I know that's not one word, but yeah, he's just gentle. He's a sweetheart.
All my friends text me and goes, can you ask Cachet if Cinco has a big penis?
You know, this is the thing. I am so open about talking about sex, but he is not.
I'm
going to respect him and we can talk. Oh, no. Press pause and we can talk. No.
Say we're yes or no, my forearm. No. A can of hairspray.
You're going to get me in so much trouble.
A cucumber.
I can't.
A liter of water.
Yeah. You know, I'll say.
That's what I was looking at, Kevin. My producer has a big ass bottle of water. So like,
You know, I'm.
I get it.
My
boyfriend is so conservative. Like, and I'm like a psychopath from Jersey. So even my sister and I we always like get naked in front of each other. We like still shower together. Like it just, we're sisters. And he thinks it's so weird. And he's like, baby, can you put clothes on? I'm like, Tyler, that's
ew.
Like, but he's just he grew up like so conservative. Like he doesn't like, and when I, how
like,
I talk,
honey, okay.
But he gets uncomfortable that I'm naked around my own sister. Like it's so weird, but I get it.
But the thing is, like for Sicko, he's not conservative, but it's just literally anything we say, the supporters of the show blow it up and it's like a huge thing. And then there's like obviously like haters that don't want us like to be together or like to explore what we're like hanging out, whatever. So like we just like, yeah, like in that way, he's just kind of like, all right, like some stuff just needs to be like just our stuff, you know, because everyone's like just
so
rooting for it really hard right now. And that's like so beautiful. But certain things I just don't want to blow up. And yeah, it's hard because I like to say whatever I'm thinking.
I know.
And it's something that I'm trying to learn.
No, I know. But I get it. It is hard, especially coming off like a show where it's all about love. Everybody's rooting for you. And then everybody's invested in your relationship. Everybody is rooting for you. So if you fail, like they feel like love is dead. Like it's so crazy how invested people get, but you have to remember to not let that dictate your actual life, because at the end of the day, it's your actual life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like some people just feel pressured to stay together just because they want to please others. And it's like, at the end of the day, if you're not happy, who the fuck cares what all these people think? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so sad, but I mean, it is what it is, but I really hope you and Tango are, I mean, we'll get more into that. Oh my God. Why is my dad calling me at this hour? And this is really awkward because now I'm asking something sexual. sorry, dad. what is something unusual or non-sexual that turns you on?
I mean, the like,
why is this that creepy Joker laugh?
I know. I was like, what was that?
I'm such a creep. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm so sorry, girls. I listen.
I love it. No, I'm obsessed with you.
I'm so sorry.
I think like, the easy answer to that would literally just be like eye contact, because that like can turn me on anywhere. Like if you look at me too long in my eyes, I'm like, well, yeah, you know. But then I think like the weird one would just be like, if someone like rubs my head, like even when I had hair, like if you like touch my head at all, I'm just kind of like, what are you doing?
Like gives
you know,
goes in your vagina.
Yeah. Like I can't breathe. My legs go numb. The vagina is tingling. Like I'm just kind of like, I love when people just touch my head, the back of my neck. Like you're just touching my head. I love it so much. And now that I'm bald, oh my God. But I tell you, I'm
does
like,
Cinco ooh. Make your vagina dance.
What did you say?
Does Cinco make your vagina tingle?
You don't understand. Cinco doesn't even have to do anything. Like sometimes he'll just be like sitting there and I'm like, you look so damn good. Like sometimes I just want to attach myself to his thigh. I just want to be close to him. He just is so handsome.
Wait, how tall is he again?
He's like 6'3".
Oh, damn. And what size is his shoe?
I don't know his shoe size. He made me alert his pat size, but I don't know his shoe size.
You gotta check that out. I mean, and I'm going to tell my friends that it's a tree trunk, but
he's going to love that.
I feel like if we say to the world that it's a tree trunk, it would be a good thing for him. But I get it. He's private. We won't go into it, but want to know my weird sexual turn on?
Yeah. Duh.
Getting my eyebrows threaded. Isn't that the weirdest thing in the entire world?
Dude, that's the most painful, uncomfortable thing that's ever happened to me. So I can't relate.
I don't know. Maybe it's the pain, but it gets me going. I'm like texting Tyler after like getting my eyebrows done. I'm like, hey, where are you at? Like, I'm ready. Like,
where are you? Like,
30 in the afternoon. I'm like, I don't care. I just got my eyebrows done and my mustache threaded. I'm ready to go. Okay. Okay. Most awkward or embarrassing moment you had on the show?
So I don't really get embarrassed and I'm not really awkward, but I think
it's like any like awkward encounters you had with somebody. Cause I don't get embarrassed either, but I definitely had some girls that I just didn't connect with. So it was kind of like pulling teeth. You know what I mean? Just like an awkward or just you didn't vibe or something happened. I'm just trying to give some of my personal experience.
Okay. So I think like I have two, like, okay. So like a serious one was the night that like Cinco decided that he was going to pursue Trina and him and I had to sleep in the same bed that night. That was pretty uncomfortable. I'm like, I'd rather be anywhere else in the world than here. yeah.
You just probably wanted to climb that like a tree too.
Not in that moment. I'm like, you chose someone else over me. I'm dry. Like I was good. Yeah. I was dry.
Why do you have to sleep in the same bed? Was there open like single beds?
No, like you had to sleep where you were assigned to sleep. I mean, that's something that we love about like the show is just like everyone on the show is so supportive. Like everyone who works on the show, everyone's great. But like, even if it was like super serious, it would have like made something work. But like, you know, like, yeah, we had to sleep for the most part of where we were assigned. So it was just the most uncomfortable thing in the world. And I had to sleep with him for like 3 or 4 nights before they recoupled.
Did anyone like ever snore really loud?
Yeah, Cinco. He snores so loud. And he thinks he doesn't. Like we had so many conversations. I was like, sweetheart, you snore. He's like, I breathe heavy.
And you don't have your phone, so you can't even record it. Like Tyler does the same thing. He'll be like, he's like, I'm like, baby, you fucking were snoring all fucking night long.
And yeah.
Like, no, I wasn't. I'm like, okay, I proof. Like I literally, he thinks he's like a perfect human. And I'm like, no, you have. And then he farted in the middle of the night. He thought that I was downstairs, but he went to poop in the middle of the night. And I heard him like ripple fart, you know, like one of those. And he's like, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Why are you lying? Yeah, like it happened.
I know. And like, men were so quick to think that we would lie about things that they're doing in their sleep. And it's like, why would I do that? Like, this is what you did. Like, literally, I was so confused. I'm like, there's nothing to lie about here.
But okay. Also, how do you feel about this? Tyler pees when he's sitting down sometimes in the middle of the night, but my producer, Kevin, pees when he's sitting down.
In the night? Hell yeah.
So that makes him as well. No, I'm kidding. But do you think?
No, I don't mind. Like, I think, so I grew up really, embarrassing story, but I grew up really, really close with my brother. Like my brother's like 5 years older than I am. And I wanted to be just like him when we were growing up. So one time I saw that he was like standing and he was peeing and I was like, that's sick. So then I used to like stand and just like push my pelvis forward. And then I would like just, and it would work. Like I would pee that way.
I would do the same thing.
My mom taught me one day. My mom's from the South, like she's from North Carolina. So she was like, what are you doing? I got my ass whooped. I'm just peeing like a guy. Like I was just like, what? Like, you know, I want to be like my brother. My mom's like, don't ever do
That's so weird because I would do the same thing, but I had no brothers. I just wanted to see how like it would feel.
Oh.
I just wanted to have a penis for a day, I feel like. Like I would stick it in.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, my PR is calling. Let me just like back.
Bitch, you famous.
Call back. Oh my God, I know it sounds so gross to even say PR. Like who do I think I am?
I know.
It's my PR is calling. Ew. I know, like,
my agent's calling me, Dad. I have to call you right back. And it's like, and he still has like a flip phone. He's like, has no idea what's going on. He's like, what's a podcast? He thinks it's like an iPod Nano. I'm like, okay. Anyways, since you were on Girls Night, what was your wildest Girls Night out? And then we're going to get into the Girls Night listeners' questions. So we will wrap this up after because I know you are your PR is calling. You got shit to do. You are working, honey. I'm proud of you.
My phone's blowing up. Okay, a wild girl's night. Let's see. So I think the craziest, this is the thing. Every time I go out, like I live in New York. So it's just, life is a movie every time you step outside of your apartment here. Like it could be like the craziest night of your life any night.
I know.
But I guess like a really crazy story. So my best friend and I, we had plans to go to Paris and Amsterdam for, I think it's my 23rd birthday. I think my 23rd. I can't remember. But we ended up like canceling not going to Vegas. I think it was 24th. Or 25th. I can't remember. One of these birthdays. Oh, it was either 24 or 25.
Either way.
But one of these birthdays.
Fucking all over the place.
Yeah, whatever. One of my birthdays. We went to Vegas instead. Like, canceled that trip and went to Vegas. Because Kygo is one of my favorite DJs in the world. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing. And so we ended up going to Vegas. And then we met this, like, rich man. And we were like, oh, my God, sugar daddy vibes. Like, not. But this man was just like, yeah, like. You know, I have a weed business. I have a family. I come to Vegas like twice a year. And I always like to meet people and just make sure they have the best time ever. And he wanted nothing from us. Like put us up in the Encore Hotel, like paid for our dinner, like had his car to the room. And then he's like, oh, do you guys like, well, I don't know how much I can say, but whatever. We did a really, really crazy night. Like it was insane. Like he just made our trip amazing. And then like, he was like, okay, well, I'm leaving today. Like, you guys have fun. And we never saw us with this man again. He was like, just like the Vegas God. It was crazy. It was the craziest shit of our lives. I have no idea. I can't even remember his name, but like, I have no idea.
And
Kygo was like, it was crazy. Like Kygo was playing like on my birthday. And I was like in the front row and he was like looking down. I promise this man was not even thinking about me, but like, he kept making eye contact. It was like a gorgeous, like brunette girl that looked like someone he would like go for. And my like little tiny boob self, I'm like, oh my God, he's staring at me. He wants me. Like it was just the craziest trip. I loved it.
You might've been 3 years old. You don't even know.
I think I'm 25 now. I think it was my 24th birthday, if I'm being honest. I think it was my 24th.
No, I went to Kygo and we ended up going back to his hotel room and Tygo was in there and he grabbed my ass and I was so happy. But yeah, that Vegas nights, Kygo, obsessed.
I need to like, get invited like on stage. Like that's my goal now. Like now that like, you know, I don't know, on TV, like a reality TV show, does that mean I can finally meet Kygo? Like, is that like the vibe?
Dylan Francis, I don't know if you know him. He was obsessed with Bachelor. So when we were all in Vegas, he kicked everybody out of the DJ booth and just let all the Bachelor girls in. We felt so fucking cool.
Oh my God.
I was like, and then we went back to his hotel room and like him, Marshmallow, who I didn't even know what he looks like. Cause he wears a fucking marshmallow on his head. I was talking to him for like 25 minutes. I had no idea it was fucking Marshmallow. Cause I didn't, you know, and then, the whole tiger, honestly, the tiger grabbed my ass part was my favorite part of the night. Cause I was like, guys, my ass is growing. Like it's working. Okay. Girls night listeners questions really quick. I mean, bitch, you popular as fuck because I got so many, but I'm going to try to get the best ones. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes. Let's do this.
What did Cinco say in that text referring to the surprise Zoom call when she got out?
Ooh, I've actually never answered this question before. Damn, they're on it.
So
him and I like had a Zoom call where like everyone like set us up to like meet for the first time. And I was like, I'm going to text you. He's like, I already texted you. The text wasn't anything crazy. I thought he was going to be like, I loved you. I was waiting for you. You're everything. You know, I thought it was going to be some like Disney Channel movie stuff. Like he was like, hey, like it was like super chill. Like he was like, hey, I just want to say, I'm sorry for what happened on the show with Charlie. I just want to say, like, I have your back. Like, I got you. I'm here. Like, welcome to the boot crew. People off the show. Like, we should have a conversation. It was very chill. It wasn't anything crazy. Like, everyone's thinking.
Yeah, like, you're thinking Disney Channel. Like, when, remember the scene in A Cinderella Story? I don't know why the fuck this just popped up in my head. But when she's like, I was waiting for you. Like waiting for rain in the street.
Yes.
You
know?
I don't even.
Useless and ahead. Disappointing.
Useless and disappointing. And it was like the best scene ever. We're like, Oh, but like
literally, like I thought it was gonna be some crazy stuff. Like we all like got my phone, like everyone, all the producers and everyone, and we're like all like head over looking. And yeah, it was still a nice text. So we thought it was gonna be something juicy.
Okay. Which boy surprised you the most during the heart rate challenge? Which one was the heart rate challenge?
That's when we all did the strip tease and stuff. Okay. Nobody surprised me. I knew everybody was gonna be sexy as heck.
Yeah,
I think Cinco was Cinco was so hot. Corey was freaking delicious. Like, I was like, wait, that's bestie, but like, damn boy, like he killed it.
Cachet, how do you feel about being the favorite? Were you surprised or expected to be queen bee?
No. Oh my God. This question, I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. I don't think that I'm like any better than anyone else that was on the show. Like, I don't know. Like, I think the support's amazing, but I feel like we're all getting a crap ton of support, you know? I don't know.
I love how you are so humble. Like, honestly, it's so good. It's so refreshing too, because you get all this attention and fame and everything, and then you think you're like too cool for school. Like I'm so proud of myself too. Like I was Alexis before the show. I was Alexis during the show. And I never changed, except at one moment when I was in the Dylan Francis DJ booth, I did feel like a little
cool. You're like, Ben, I acted up.
I'm like, who are these peasants? No, I'm kidding. Okay. What has been the greatest lesson been since leaving the villa?
You know, I think for me, like all the lessons that I like, it's kind of like what you were saying, like before, during, after, like it's like all those lessons are still like the same to me. I don't know, I guess the lesson I took from the villa is just like, but this is what I've known this before. Wait, what? Do you have a funny question?
Sorry. I just had someone goes, is her back hurting from carrying the show? LOL.
Oh my God. Everybody says that to me. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I need to watch this.
Sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just like read it and I laughed like in my head.
No, you're fine. I'm like, why does it? Oh my gosh. Sorry. I just saw like, anyway, this man outside my window and I was like, what are you doing? It was just like a really sexy kiss. Ooh, that was hot. Like that couple just looked okay. I don't even remember what we were talking about. I have ADHD a little bit. So. Wait, next question.
I have 1,000 Cinco questions. So let's just get it all out in one. Have you and Cinco said rapid fire, like 5 fucking questions? Cause there's so many. Have you and Cinco said, I love you? Don't answer yet. Are you and Cinco considering becoming official? Be honest. Are you in love, falling in love with Cinco? One more. Cinco, are you guys together? Where are you and Cinco traveling together next? How are her and Cinco doing?
Oh my God.
I'm dead ass. Is she in a relationship with Cinco? I can't deal with this. This is insane. Yeah, no. Okay, so how about Cinco?
Okay, so everyone is asking, are you guys officially in a relationship? With me and Cinco, we don't want to, like, especially him, like, I know he was getting just a lot of different things from the show. Like, he was getting, like, hate one point, then love, then hate, then love, and you know what I mean? It's been, like, a journey for him. And, like, I think, like, our biggest thing is just not, like, falling to the pressures of what everyone and how everyone wants us to be doing this when we want to be doing this. You know what I mean? And I think my biggest thing now, like, even since, like, this, like, last week with him, is just, like, us really figuring out how we want to be loved in a relationship, like, with our love languages and stuff. So we're still discovering each other. We're just dating. Like, if you met someone in the real world on a dating app, like, you would date them for a while, or in the bar, you'd go on dates. Like, we're dating. As far as are we in love, that is, I don't know.
Smiling. Guys. She's smiling, lady. She's Girls Night listeners. She's blushing and smiling.
No!
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. Like, I think.
You're figuring it out.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we'll see. You know, it's so early days.
One more. Her views on Trina spilling Islanders tea to her Twitter fans. Do you know about this?
I can pretend and say no, but I'm a real ass bitch, if you know. Oh no.
Oh my God, your PR person is calling again. This bitch, I can't.
No, literally, I'm like, oh fuck. I'm in trouble. They probably can smell that I'm saying things I'm not supposed to.
I know, they're probably like, are you doing a podcast that you're not supposed to be doing?
Yeah, so with that, I do know about it.
What happened?
Basically, I don't want to like speak on it because she hasn't. But she was messaging fans, or someone was messaging fans. I have no idea. But there was like fan messages, a lot said, a lot spilled. I don't really know the full tea of it. I try to stay out of the drama. Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know exactly what's going on. I haven't had a chance, like, really.
You handled the situation with Trina so well and so mature and with like grace.
I try.
If it was negative, that's fucked up. I mean, I don't know what they're talking about.
No, like, yeah, there wasn't anything like, well, I don't know. I didn't really read all the screenshots. Like, I try not to just, I don't know. I'm a very opinionated person. So if I like view things, then I'm going to have an opinion on it and you're going to know my opinion. So I try not to like read things that just won't like serve me. So I didn't read all the screenshots and stuff. I don't know like what's real and what's fake. I have no idea, you know?
No, of course. Do you want Cinco to be your boyfriend? Did you know it was always going to be Cinco? Okay. I cannot. Okay. Let's end it with a positive one. Let's end it with a good.
They're asking.
I'm telling you, everybody's like, dream. I absolutely love her. That is all. She is a legend. I'm telling you, it's like, how is she so? No question, but we love you. Let's end it with. I can't get Cinco. I can't fucking get rid of you, bro.
I know, that's all people care about. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like if him and I don't work out, like the internet is going to go in an uproar. Like, it's going to like be insane.
I'm telling you, I like, I'm going through all these. I'm like, okay, all I see is fucking Cinco. Have you met Cinco's mom?
I've met Cinco's family. Yeah. And then he like, virtually met mine.
Okay, that's good. Oh yes, it wasn't on the show, right?
No, that was after the show. Like when I left, I had a 2-hour layover, like in his city, and then I ended up staying for a week.
Okay, so also let's just end it with this: how soon are we getting content? We're waiting desperately to support you, Cachet.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Everyone's like, what are you doing? Because I post like a lot of me like going out and drinking. They're like, she's not doing anything. And I'm like, guys, like during the day, I'm so busy that at night I'm like, let me go like wiggle on a dance floor because I'm stressed, you know?
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, like, yeah, girl.
Can we go out when I come home? Because I live in the city and we'll go dancing, but like stand like 10 feet away from me because I can't dance. So like, if you're dancing really good, it'll be really embarrassing for my life.
No, my God, no, I can dance crazy too. Like if you want me to dance bad and it's just like, weird. Let's get weird. I'm not even kidding.
I'm so down. Okay. So let's end it with, where can people follow you? Thank you so much for coming on. You're amazing. I'm sorry that my fucking scatterbrain was all over the place thinking about
my, oh my God, you're fine.
And I had, I literally had a poop attack right before the podcast. So I'm, you know, and it is what it is. Just milk duds were coming out. I couldn't control it.
Ew, don't compare your poop to milk duds after my body was compared to a fucking milk dud. No. Ew.
When you were telling me about the milk dud, I was like, literally that just was came out of my asshole. That's why I was okay. That's really disgusting. I'm so embarrassed. Okay. Where can everybody follow you? What do you have going on? Everybody wants to know. Everybody wants a piece of cachet right now, especially that is fucking blowing you up. So we gotta go.
Okay. So, so basically everyone's asking content wise, I'm doing a dance video soon. I have brand stuff coming out, maybe YouTube merch, because everyone wants merch. I never thought I'd be the girl to come out with merch. That's so strange to me, but I get like thousands of DMs about, what'd you say?
I gotta send you hoops, girl.
No, also please do, because I have these pair and then this pair, and that's it. So
I'm gonna hook you the fuck up. Okay, so where can they follow you on Instagram? And
Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, Instagram and Twitter, it's at Cache Propa. I'm not on Twitter much because people are mean on there, but Instagram at Cache Propa.
I'm so excited. Are you gonna do a twerk class? Because I need some help.
I know, like I did one in the villa and that one just didn't go well because the guys were just, you know, and then it was hot and I was like, you know what, maybe I should do it like an online one. Like I'll go live on Instagram and just twerk in the camera for 15 minutes.
No, I need help. I have no junk in the trunk.
Done.
There's no, what's the car to be? I want you to park that Big Mac truck in the garage. I have no garage.
Yeah.
It's just a panic.
Okay. Does it jiggle? Like, do you have jiggle? Oh.
It's just like a little bubble butt. I mean, I can never have a juicy big butt. It's just never going to happen. But if I work out really hard enough, I can get like a little bubble butt.
Okay.
Right now. So I have something to work with. So
okay, yeah. So, yes.
A twerk class by Cache. But
yes.
Thank you so much for coming on. I love you so much. Sorry for being so ADHD and all over the place and not.
Oh my God, you're so fine. Light.
Girls Night listeners, I am terribly sorry for my horrible vocabulary. I will read the dictionary this weekend. Just kidding. Okay, make sure to follow at Girls Night Hangout, at Alexis Waters _, at Who Nation Alexis, and leave a review on Apple iTunes and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everybody, let's give it up for Cache, Queen Cache of Love Island. And thank you so much. I will see you next week, everybody. Love
you. Bye, everyone.